Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, we are heading to Fight Island in Abu Dhabi to check in with the great Dana White, who is getting ready for UFC action this weekend. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Dana.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey.
What's the current temperature?
It's 77 degrees out here. Tomorrow's supposed to be 81, and it's perfect.
Any sandstorms or anything predicted for the weekend?
No sandstorms, no. No, I haven't seen anything crazy like that in my trips out here. I'm sure it happens, but I haven't seen it.
Is Fight Island now a sovereign nation? Are you like the king of Swaziland, the guy who does that Virgin Parade every year?
Yeah, I wish. No, it's incredible though. I mean, it's an amazing experience, especially with what's going on in the United States right now. It's a great time for me and my people to get out here and actually relax and have some fun.
How much did it cost to do all this?
It wasn't cheap. It was expensive. Yeah. We actually charter. How many planes did we take from Etihad? Four or five planes from Etihad to fly all of our people out here. We basically take over the W Hotel, which is incredible on Yas Island. We have our own safety zone here. We're in a bubble, and incredible restaurants, incredible bars, lounges. The pools are amazing. So, I mean, it's literally like being on vacation while you're working. It's incredible.
Do you feel like the your will to keep the UFC in action, pandemic or not, has helped the brand?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. I mean, last year, we broke every record we had, except obviously Live Gate. We broke every record we had last year. It was insane.
I think honestly, would you accept the job of baseball commissioner? Because I think you're the only person that could fix the game.
There's no way in hell. No way.
No way.
Dana, you've been doing this for a long time, and you've taken the UFC to a whole nother stratosphere. And now with the pandemic, you got this Fight Island. And hopefully when things get back to normal, is there something that maybe you like can continue this trend of, Fight Islands all across the world? Because it seems like what you've been able to do with this is, seems like it's really a cool little thing.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is, as soon as you can have fans back, even here in Abu Dhabi, when they bring back all fans and you can sell out an arena, we need to do a Fight Island fight here, because a lot of the fans have seen all the images, from the hotel to the beach that's right out in front of us, to this little beach club. I mean, just so many cool things here that the fans need to experience. We'll do a big fight here. But I don't think that we would do Fight Islands in different places. Mm-hmm. This is the original and the only Fight Island. It's the place to do it.
And Saturday's action on ABC gets underway at 3 o'clock, Dana?
Yeah, 3 o'clock on ABC or ESPN+. If you have that, it's on both. It's simulcast on both. Max Holloway versus the number one featherweight in the world takes on the number six featherweight in the world, Boston guy, Calvin Kattar.
Dana, I know you were diving for pearls last time. You were in Abu Dhabi on Dana White looking for a fight, your web series. Do you have any episodes planned coming up for that?
Yeah, we start filming tomorrow.
Awesome.
We actually start filming tomorrow. Yeah, it's a fun show.
Danielle. I'm sorry. I
wanted to ask you, too. I heard a rumor that Ultimate Fighter might be coming back. Is that any truth to that?
It's absolutely true. The Ultimate Fighter comes back this summer. We'll start filming it this summer.
Now, who will be the coaches? Because usually you set it up that both coaches usually end up, aren't they usually fighting at some UFC at the end
exactly.
of it?
Exactly.
Where do you want
to
get?
Exactly, so the
gig.
Two coaches usually fight. We haven't put it together yet. We'll see how the fights play out at the beginning of this year, and then we'll make the coaches.
Now that Wiggy's going to that boxing place that he always plugs, he wants to be a part of it.
I love it.
I don't know much. I don't know how much of that I have in me. So, but I did train in San Jose forget the name of the gym in San Jose. I went over there when I was playing football. But
Planet Bonham Fitness.
I
went to AKA in San Jose and trained over there. But Conor McGregor, you know, obviously this guy is polarizing as a fighter, as a person. You know, now he's got a second fight with how do you say the guy's last name? Is it Poirier?
Poirier.
Sorry about that. Now, what can people expect out of this fight, especially if they haven't seen the first one?
Yeah, well, first of all, obviously Conor McGregor won the first one by knockout. Mm-hmm. Poirier has gone on a tear since that first fight, and he's literally beat all the who's who in the division. Conor McGregor, I don't know if you've seen any of his interviews or his training or what he's got going on right now, but this is when it's fun to be a Conor McGregor fan. The kid is focused, fired up, and ready to come back and win, and says he wants to go and fight three times this year, win his title back. So it's not this Saturday. This Saturday is on ABC, and next Saturday is pay-per-view. Conor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier. It'll be a fun one.
Dana, so as a being the huge Patriots fan that you are, what would you like to see the coach do when it comes to quarterback next year?
God, I don't even know, man. I don't know. Can we get Lawrence? if we get him, let's do that.
We need help.
You know what, though? The reason that we've had such a good run and had an amazing 20 years, being Patriots fans is that, you know, Belichick knows what he's doing. I leave it in his hands. Obviously, regardless of getting stuff, this was a goofy year anyway. So hopefully, you know, we get our stuff together in the off season and come back next year stronger. But I believe we will.
Yeah, I mean, you've dealt with it. So I guess you're saying that when it comes to sports in this year, it's been difficult to do things in a normal way.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's hard for any of this to really count right now because, you know, I know there's teams that went out there and won things and, they did what they did and they did it, but it's a very goofy year. And it's hard enough to run a professional sports league normally with just injuries and personal problems and the things that happen. Now you sprinkle COVID on top of that. It's almost impossible, for some of these guys to run their businesses.
All right, Dana. Well, listen, you've come a long way from the gym in Southie to Abu Dhabi. So I'm glad to hear your voice. Glad everything's going well, and we will look forward to Saturday and to next weekend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the support.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.